Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Brief, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Rachel Oswald. House Democrats are trying to build momentum around a series of proposals, several of them legislative, that would direct structural changes to the way the State Department recruits, promotes, and retains diplomats and civil servants, all with an eye toward increasing diversity at an institution that is notably unrepresentative of the country's demographic makeup. Recent studies by government watchdogs and independent think tanks and universities have shown that Latinos are significantly underrepresented in the U.S. diplomatic workforce, while all minorities, including women, are drastically underrepresented in the senior ranks of the State Department. In an effort to tackle the longstanding trope that has been used to characterize U.S. diplomatic corps as being pale, male, and Yale, several House lawmakers are pushing proposals to open up more pathways for joining the State Department and related foreign affairs agencies like the U.S. Agency for International Development. These proposals include things like requiring that all department internships be paid, increasing the number of Rangel, Pickering, and Payne diversity fellowships, and tying some pay for senior State Department officials to how well they are fulfilling mandates to increase diversity within their ranks. Harry Thomas, a retired senior ambassador now at Yale University, has said that more must be done to end the, quote, de facto practice at State and USAID of assigning Black diplomats and civil servants to work on primarily Africa-related issues, and likewise with the assignment of Latino and Asian diplomats to work on primarily Western Hemisphere and Asian affairs issues. While doing policy work on these regions can be very rewarding, it can also limit employees' career promotion potential if they are viewed as too narrowly focused and not given the opportunity to broaden their policy experience, says Thomas. At a House hearing earlier this week, Nicholas Burns, a well-known retired senior U.S. diplomat who has conducted focus groups with numerous senior, mid-level, and junior Foreign Service officers, as well as retired diplomats, testified that the lack of diversity at the State Department has become, quote, a cancer, eating away at the strength and the future, end quote, of the country's diplomatic corps. There is reason to think that with Democrats in control of Congress and the White House, that 2021 will be the year that some of these proposals will be enacted. Already, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, under the leadership of its first ever Black chairman, Gregory Meeks of New York, has advanced to the floor a State Department reauthorization measure that would order a number of the changes that experts and former diplomats have been calling for. And Barbara Lee, Democrat of California, and the first ever Black chairwoman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee with oversight of the State Department, has signaled that she also plans to use Congress's annual foreign aid spending legislation to provide funding support and directives related to increasing diversity in the U.S. foreign affairs community.